Coast Radio News for Wednesday, January 13, 2021. For Coast Radio News, I'm George Henry. Mapleton High School basketball coach Eric Wolgamott and another bystander helped a woman down off an 8-foot-high landslide last night after she came upon it suddenly on Highway 126 around milepost 25. Crystal Buell said that through the wind and rain, it was difficult to see the roadway, but was alerted by some trees off to the side.
I was worried that was going to come through the vehicle, so I slammed my brakes on, and it wasn't until I was up and over it that I realized there was a lot more to it than just the tree.
Her vehicle rested atop the mound. Wolgamott was the next to arrive on the scene and said you could hear the crackling of trees and knew they had to get Buell out of the vehicle.
There was crackling in the woods. They feared that the rest of the hill was going to go down, and so tried to get her attention and get her out of there.
Wolgamott said it took about 10 minutes for emergency vehicles to arrive, including an ODOT plow. ODOT has not updated road conditions, but currently 126 between Mapleton and Vinita remains closed, with Highway 36 being used as an alternate to Eugene. Several hundred households and businesses lost power overnight due to the high winds. Central Lincoln PUD is reporting about 1,700 outages this morning, most of them centered in Lane County along the coast, and about 400 in Coos County. Due to the power outages, Mapleton schools will be closed to all virtual and limited in-person classes, as well as sports conditioning due to outages at the school and the surrounding area. Crews are working to get power restored. The Oregon Health Authority is reporting another 1,203 cases of coronavirus across the state, with 89 new cases for Lane County. The death toll also continues to rise, with 54 new deaths reported last night. There have been no new cases for the Florence area reported yesterday. That total is still at 119. The OHA is reporting that they're not making much headway in vaccinations. In the last 2 days, there were 10,465 vaccinations, which is less than half of the state's targeted amount. Changes that are being made through recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control is expected to help in the distribution. The CDC is now recommending that seniors over 65 should receive the vaccine, but Governor Kate Brown says those changes will not happen immediately. She says the OHA and care providers are working hard to get it implemented, but she is asking for patience. More on the wind and rain storms. There's a potential for road hazards throughout the area. Drivers are being asked to be cautious. Back roads that are less frequently traveled may be the most affected. There's just 2 days left for nonprofits to get their applications in for grants from the Western Lane Community Foundation. The grant application period closes on January 15th. Applications can be downloaded at the foundation's website at wlcfonline.org. In 2020, the foundation awarded more than $87,000 in grants to local nonprofits. The City of Florence and partnering agencies are reporting that it's becoming increasingly more frequent that individuals are sharing issues of concern through social media. In a release, Megan Messmer, City Project Manager, says that the city does not have staff to monitor social media and that concerns should be directed to the proper department, which can be accessed through the city's website at ci.florence.or.us/contact. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, January 13th, 2021.